Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Thou hast made us for thyself alone, and our hearts are restless until they find themselves in thee. If then ye have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let us pray. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may be not so much seek to be consoler as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Our Father, as we pray within our hearts this prayer of St. Francis, help it to be very meaningful to our own lives. Help us to seek, Father, thy will, and to stick fast to the path that lies before us. Grant that you will be with us in this worship hour this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The highest loyalty. I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. I am not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right, stand with him while he is right, and part with him when he goes wrong. These words which Abraham Lincoln spoke are just as valid today as they were during his time of strife. A common characteristic which God endowed to all mankind is that of having the right to choose and to make decisions. We are free to make decisions, to determine our own destiny, and to pledge our loyalty to whomever or whatever we desire. There is hardly an occupation or a position in life that doesn't demand from us some kind of loyalty, some persistence, some duty or obligation. The government demands our respect. The industry demands our support. And our social life demands our concern for others. But of all the demands upon us, our religion, which claims our total being, requires our highest loyalty. We are confronted by all aspects of life to be steadfast to someone or to some cause. Our choice is our fate, and our choice will compel us to follow our cause. In our Christian way of thought, Christ proclaimed to men the highest loyalty which one may choose. In Matthew 27, verses 37 and 38, Jesus says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." As we accept or adopt this commandment, we are thus choosing the ultimate loyalty, which constitute our basic choice. From this highest loyalty emanates the imperative to be faithful and loyal, to hold true not only to God, but also to the earthly tasks or duties which are necessary in order to carry out this highest commandment. This involves a loyalty to and for someone or some cause. We obey God in order that we may be of service to God and man. We are obligated to take part in purposeful history, to answer to a call, to give ourselves beyond ourselves. We have said, I too will be faithful and be trustworthy to follow God's will through his struggle, suffering, aspirations, and adventure. In no way will I be a stumbling block or a barrier to God's purpose and his supreme power. Instead, I will be a means through which I shall exemplify God's love to a suffering, spiritually needy world. If then we have said all of this, we have said a masterpiece. The responsibility of our task demands that we place the eternal you over the temporal you. If we could see beyond our seeing our place in the incredible destiny of human life and see that we really take our stand somewhere in the millions and millions of people who age beyond age, year after year, have struggled and fallen, have risen and triumphed. If we could but hear the universal cry of unhappiness, the horror before God of untruth, the dreary litanies of self-pity, the surging tides of self-will rearing themselves against all that is perfect love. This happening all the time below the frozen gloss of what we pleasantly call normal. But against this, if we could but hear the cry of the wise, the steadfast, the committed ones to hold out against the odds, to keep truth above fallacy, good above evil, and God above man, would be our great accomplishment of our lives. God has shown himself alive in us, and surely our greatest desire is to share this revelation with others through what we shall be as well as what we shall do. Responsibility to God brings out the best that is in us. The role of hero in the world is made up of those who did what they did because necessity was upon them. The Roman sentinel at Pompeii stood at his post during the rain of fire and died there, when he could have easily slipped away with the fleeing throng, but he didn't because the tradition of his office compelled him to remain at his post. So thoroughly had responsibility, loyalty, and devotedness been ground into him through years of Roman discipline that he dare not leave his post. The responsibility was placed upon him, and he fulfilled his mission. Because Paul believed, respected, loved, and cherished Christ's commandment, he journeyed often in perils of waters, of robbers, by his own countrymen, by the heathen, and by many other perils. Yet he dared not neglect or refute his duty to God. From the time of Paul's experience on the road to Damascus, his life was as though it had been a flaming torch lighted with the good news, seeking and desiring, in joy and with deep concern, to tell his fellow man the gospel of Christ. This choice we make compels us to be zealous, to be loyal, and to hold steadfast in every attempt we think is right. We must not be led astray by a position of an office, by society, by groups, by individuals, or by tradition or custom to forego that which we have chosen to be the truth, the good, the eternal, and the supreme. We may commit ourselves to social customs, to pressure groups, or to individuals for the sake of self, without evaluating the means or the end for such a commitment. It is therefore necessary to choose a loyalty according to its quality and value as being worthy of our total commitment. So, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
Stand and pray. Dear God, make us aware of our task and the responsibility that is ours in its fulfillment. We ask no favor of man, but only that we may hear thee say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." May thy blessings be upon us through this day as we depart from this holy place of worship.